It's the Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and with Kat. It's our science Q&A show. We're answering your science questions for you. If you have any science questions for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Dave?
I've also got a question here for you, Chris, from Niraja Raghavan, who says, how can I boil water without killing the fish inside it?
I love that question. What is he doing? So basically he's got a fish bowl.
He's got live fish swimming in the fish bowl. And he wants to
boil the water without harming the fish. Well, thinking about it, I mean, what do we know about the boiling point of water? You can make water boil by raising the temperature. That gives the water molecules more energy so they can escape from the body of water against the force being applied to the water surface by atmospheric pressure. You can also make water boil at the same temperature by reducing the pressure above the water. So I suppose if you put the fish bowl into a very large space that he could evacuate very abruptly, so in other words, take all of the air out, so the fishbowl was sitting in a vacuum, the water would boil without getting hot and therefore wouldn't harm the fish through heat. The problem is that all the dissolved gases would presumably also boil out instantly, so the fish would asphyxiate very quickly unless you did it transiently, just quickly made it boil and then stopped again, just as a party trick to prove that this was possible.
And I guess the other problem is if the water is boiling around the fish, even if it's not damaging the proteins because it's not hot, the fish is also probably going to get the bends and any water or gases. I guess fish have...
Indeed, because fish have a swim bladder, don't they, which is how they regulate their buoyancy. It's like a diver's BCD, which makes them buoyant, neutral buoyancy in the water. So if you had a fish that had a swim bladder, it could explode, I presume, under those circumstances.
And even if you had a little shark or something which didn't, then it's going to get the bends. So it's probably not going to be a happy fish.
Horrible people.
But it may not die straight away. So there you go. There is the solution to your problem.